Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie Kodak. We got a special bonus audio edition of the Big Homie's House. Got the homies from Fresh and Reckless in the building.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fellas?
Man, we're here.
Yeah,
we are here.
Welcome to the ATL, man.
ATL.
It's crazy how this happened. You know, I was just on Twitter reminiscing. I was like, man. I wanted to see more from these boys.
Yeah,
what happened?
Man.
What's going on? Yeah, then next thing everybody was like, I remember that. I remember that. And then, you know, it hit Instagram, and that's where it really took off and grew legs. So what's up, fellas? What's
man,
going on?
What's up? Man, it grew some legs. We came here.
We was in town. We remember the quote. You just did it like two, three days ago.
Huh? Yeah.
Y'all like, we got to pull up on him.
I was looking at my phone one night and said, oh, we outside. Where you at? I'm like, oh, who is that?
Okay. But wait, what made you like really think about it? Like, how did you see it? Like, what made you be like, did it come on a timeline or something? Like, how does that work? Like,
I'm trying to remember. Like,
Whoever
posted the original video, because I did it on Twitter. You know, you could just share somebody else's video.
Yeah.
So I think I had seen it on the timeline, and I said what I had said, and I was like, I just be on Twitter talking, man. When I be bored, I got some free time.
Facts.
Cool. I just be talking. Niggas was like, why you think that? Why you think? I said, look, man. First of all, I got ears and I got eyes.
Yeah.
I see what's going on at that time. Y'all was pushing content heavy. Niggas was on the timeline.
Scrolling his key popping.
Yes, y'all was in Target, Walmart, libraries, your baby mama house.
Everywhere,
man. So I was like, and this, of course, this was like during the pandemic, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
And we were supposed to go on tour with, I think, Cash Doll and some other auditorium or something like that.
Yeah.
Right, and then it canceled because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And after that, we just was like, now we back on TikTok.
Yeah, we back on. Yeah, we going crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, we gotta start from the beginning. We gotta give the people some background info on yourselves and the group and the formation and what's been happening since. So again, tell the people who you are. Who am I talking to right now? Fresh and Reckless. Let's go.
Hear me? It's DELLO. Is what they call me. Spent about 50 on my pinky, so red all that. Hear me? It's D-Lo do it all.
Yeah.
Mel in the building with the big blue faces. All to me about a pop a banner. The way you already know it. It's crisscross out now on our platform. Still back out now on our platform. BRI out now YouTube. Get y'all mercy and much your size. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
How did you get that script down pat like that? That was my this nigga said the same speed, the same cadence every time.
In the same key.
The same key.
I ain't gonna lie. All right, so I was at home. I was like, I wonder how I could say this in a different way from everybody else, because everybody be like, man, it's out on all platforms.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, because I already talk fast. Whenever I'm like, let's say I'm mad about something, I talk fast, boom, boom, boom. But I was like, man, I'm going to just say this fast. And I was just like, I'm going to do it. And I said, Chris, I was practicing like three times.
Yeah.
And then after that, I ain't practicing more than just flowing like a river.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I got it.
It's
muscle memory at that point.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of like you type putting in password to the phone.
You don't even got to
look at the phone no more.
It just come out.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, to the point where you'll forget what it actually is.
You just know the movements.
Okay, cool. Now, it was two more, y'all.
My back, my leg. It was two more of us.
What happened? Life.
My neck. I think it was just more, you know what I'm saying? Like, the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had their own thing going, but, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just, I don't know. Wait, what you said, D-Lo? I thought you said something.
D-Lo did say something.
Oh, he did? He did.
You know,
the people want to know.
Yeah, they definitely want to know.
The people want to know.
I mean, it's like.
Nah, it's definitely all love to all of them, for sure. Both of them, like, for sure, that's bros.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like. You know, things just happen, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's still another them, man. You know
the nigga never did the flip. D-Lo,
you
want
to say something? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's really like people just, you know
they
had their own mind.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's hard enough being an individual in the industry, right?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, you got to make sure you dedicated. You got to stay on top of your game. But, you know, in a group.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
everybody can contribute.
The bigger the group, the more issues
that
naturally gonna arise. I'm gonna be honest. One thing that I learned about working in the industry is like I like working with women because niggas be having egos.
Right.
I just said that.
Niggas be
working with women is better.
Niggas be having like my publicist. I could never have a dude as a publicist. Niggas' egos getting away.
Right.
Like I was working with some niggas a few years ago. And, like, we cool. But, like, again, we successful. Shit is smooth, moving smooth. But niggas' egos get in the way. You know, if you try to have, like...
Everybody has an ego, though.
Everybody. But I feel like women are better at suppressing it. Niggas, yeah, right. I mean, like, women aren't going to let their ego get in the way of the money.
Yeah.
At all.
It's way better working with women.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, you just said that.
I was about to say their name.
Boy, I call you. But, nah, women are definitely... I told him, like, but we going to get, like, you know what I'm saying, 2 backup dancers. But our manager was like, yeah, y'all should get, like, two guys to fill in. I won't do the girls because it's like it's gonna give her like a different, you know what I'm saying, like two girls, but like
I feel like girls work better for you.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, you know, need some twerkers up there, yeah, twerculating on stage.
Cause I feel like what I sound, we not really going in a gangster route. I don't know how to explain it. We going more of like
pop boy hip hop.
Pop boy hip hop. Yeah,
we try to get to a bigger bag. We don't got time.
Hey now.
We're not trying to.
Hey now.
But we're not saying that route, the other route is bad. We just said we just going for a bigger picture. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can't hate on that.
On some legend type Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, like a group of Chris Brown and Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
Drake.
Yeah.
Shout out Drake too.
Yeah, for sure.
So like, what? Between 2020 and, no, we heading into 2023 now.
Yeah.
What's been like a major, what would you say was a major setback? Like, was the people breaking off a major setback, or was it some behind the scenes? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, he don't want to see it, but them breaking off was a major setback. But it's like, at the end of the day, people, I don't want to say what a lot of people say, but people tend to say that we was the, I don't want to sound like.
No, but that's what they say.
Keep it a stack, though.
Yeah, we not saying that. That's just what people say, yeah. So we want to clear that right now.
We was the ones that always, like, caught the eye, even though all four of us brung together, the video would never went viral if it wasn't for all four of us.
Yeah, because you niggas can't do that little, what's your name, that little wing.
Yeah.
I'm saying, shout out to them too, but
made
it work.
It's natural progression, right? I want to say it ain't no hate, like, it ain't like niggas listening here talking dirty or dirty back and no shit like that. I feel like it's kind of like sometimes you have to separate to elevate. That's for everybody.
And it took, I ain't gonna lie, at first, I was in Houston on some YouTube stuff and get my TikTok crazy. He was there at home with the other guy, with the long hair.
Yeah.
And then I came back, and then just stuff started being weird.
Yeah.
And then me and him, it took a while for us to start doing numbers again.
Yeah,
when we went on
minute.
TikTok, it took a while. So it was like, dang, son. Yeah. It ain't gonna work, but then it's starting to do good on TikTok now.
Yeah.
So when you say a while, because a lot of people don't know the level of consistency that it takes to be on social media. Like, they'll put out like 2 or 3, 5 videos, maybe 10, and like, oh, this shit not working. That's not for me.
Oh, no.
So how long did it take for you to get the TikTok?
I ain't gonna lie.
Popping?
We really got the formula to go viral, and it's like I don't know. It's just at that time. I mean, we didn't know what we was doing, but like, we still know what goes viral, and it's like, I mean, we can, I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know. People say we marketing geniuses.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm trying to see how I can say it.
I don't know how to explain it. Even with like with the label, like when we went viral, so many labels had hit us up, but by us, when we was going viral, we was trying to wait to get a bigger bag. They're going to offer money, but the money not a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So they're trying to get you early.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you're playing sports, you know, if you're on a rookie contract, you undrafted. Right. You know, shit. If you do a 300-yard game, 2 300-yard games back to back, they're gonna try to sign you for what they can get you then.
Yeah. Like that,
because they know once your ass as a rookie undrafted hit 3,000 yards in a season, the bag you gonna need is a lot more than what they can gonna give you after the first few weeks.
Right. That's what they did. But see, now it's like after that we kind of looked back when we was chilling at home. It's like, you think we should have signed one of them deals, but then again, we just had to just keep going with it.
So it would have been y'all signing or it was the four?
It would have been the four at that time.
Four. Yeah, it was. If we would have signed at the time when the labels was hitting us, it would have been us four. But it's like, it is what it is. Now it's two, but it did take what you said about how long it took
some time.
We had to do some videos. Like, and some videos go up late.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Sometimes videos go up late on TikTok.
It didn't take that long. It took probably like a month and a half to really start getting us two to really get seen by more people. It didn't take that long.
And then we had to make something catchy, like with our song. We had to going. Like, it's just certain stuff. Like, so we just like, we got the formula.
I mean, that's what it is.
You hear me?
And we know what's going to make people want to be like, man, y'all dudes, this, that, and the third. That's why when it went on Say Cheese, it's like, it just kept going crazy because everybody kept chanting, like, man, look at these dudes. And it's like, that video alone is just like, I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't being seen before, but on Twitter, I haven't seen nothing like that before. That's what I'm just saying, but I'm pretty sure it was out
what
there before.
What we doing, like, basically, what we did in the street for the viral videos was what we do on stage.
We do that on stage.
It just looked funny and fire at the same time in the street, because it's in the street. But on stage with the production and the music, it's not funny because everything just looked right.
Yeah,
it's hard. But on, in the street, it's like, that's why people's like, wait, it's funny, but they... talented is fun. Like, people.
That's what I was. That's what I was saying. Like, you know, I saw this shit. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, in 2020, niggas was going like, niggas was hopping on TikTok. I hopped on TikTok in 2020, like, because I feel like that was just another avenue to share the content. But if you look at the formula for what was popping on TikTok, that was what y'all was doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
So when I said this shit can go, all you need is a catchy hit just to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right. Now you getting features. Now you getting booked. Now you do. Now you touring. Now you got better production for everything that you're trying to do. Right. That is what I was thinking, and y'all still got that.
Yeah, right. Definitely. And like when we went viral, we was getting booked. We was in Dallas, San Antonio. We got booked for a bar mitzvah. It was like it was so much we was doing, and then the corona. I was mad too, cause that I dropped out of ninth grade. I'm gonna get my stuff, but it's like, dang, son. I lay down, I'd be like, what
I mean, that pandemic definitely had everybody thinking though.
But then that helped us, cause that helped us get income from different stuff. Not because what we was doing, it was just we was getting paid from like appearances, pulling up doing shows. Like we was getting booked for different clubs.
At that time, we went just viral, but doing us.
When we chilling inside, we like, let's just hop on TikTok. Let's do this. So it's helping other kind of incomes so we could be steady. But after that, it's just like, now we back with the like music. Yeah, we even probably about to get back on Twitter with the videos.
Yeah.
Got to. For sure. So the current iteration of the group, just with you two, right? So how long have y'all been back doing the music full time?
About... 7 months.
7 months,
About 7 months. About 7-8 months, only because we dropped the song that we on TikTok with right now, but we just dropped it and we was chilling.
Yeah,
we just started pushing it on TikTok like 3 weeks ago.
So this is fairly, because I think maybe the first video was at the Halloween joint.
Halloween joint. He talking about the one in front of the mortuary, I think.
No. It was like the girls on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that Halloween joint,
That was a good one,
but that wasn't the first one.
Okay.
That was something a little bit before that. We started a little bit before that.
Yeah.
Okay, but shit, 3 weeks ago, that's still fairly new.
Yeah, definitely fairly new.
Okay. And what do you guys think about the Power Ranger comparison?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We trolled it on one of the videos. It was the New Year's one. We did a Power Rangers tribute. Was with the firecrackers trolled the whole
that
thing.
New Year's one went crazy. I'm not going to lie, yo.
Yeah, it went crazy. We definitely trolled it.
I ain't going to lie. We was off with the choreo.
Yeah,
on purpose.
On purpose.
We was off on purpose. Like, that was some videos you'll see, everything on point. Yeah. In that one, we was off. Like, let's just be off on this one.
But that Power Rangers, I like that. I mean, I used to watch Power Rangers back in the G. I mean,
I feel like our best video was the Walmart.
No,
the Target.
The Christmas one. Oh, the Christmas one hit a million in 1 hour.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we posted that one, that mug went up right away.
I feel like, the one in the park when we pulled over.
Oh, when we had the
Assemble.
That's the line.
Yeah, that's it.
For sure. So, as a duo, like, do you think you guys can get the same amount of attention and offers?
Definitely. For sure.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie. When we dropped Captain Save, we was really thinking about at that time how to market it. So his TikTok was already going crazy. My TikTok had got banned. So I was like, man, let me see how I could jump off of his and make it funny. Because, you know, I changed my hair. People were like, wait. Is it just D-Lo?
Nah, because I was like, that's the thing too. I was like, who's this new nigga?
They was like, wait, didn't he have a puff? So a lot of people don't be knowing. So I did a video. I was like, girl, where you going? I went up. I went in a higher pitch.
Yeah.
At Mud went crazy. And that's how it started with the Captain Save. It started, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like,
So it's like we hot from Twitter with them millions. Yeah. Now we hopped on TikTok with a whole nother different millions. And you know these different people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 20%, 15% might be the same from Twitter, but most of these people on TikTok is different from Twitter.
TikTok is a whole different monster. It might as well be in a market. TikTok might as well be in a whole different universe the way like and that's the crazy thing about like content. It travels differently on different like
platforms.
Apps. Platforms. Because my stuff on Twitter, I gotta like niggas just might not see it. Like, your timeline may be set up different. People have their shit on, like, top tweets to see first, or they may have it, like, chronologically set up. Whoever tweets the latest shit.
The latest,
But TikTok, shit, it's chronological, and you can be on the For You page and go up. But I've seen, like, sometimes you can be watching your TikTok go up in real time, like, by the thousands.
Yeah,
like, you refresh that bitch, another 1,000 people watching it.
Well, like with the numbers on TikTok, you can see like people with not a lot of likes. Like they'll still come up on a For You page. That's because TikTok pushing it. I didn't scroll and I saw somebody with like 3 likes on
TikTok,
a For You page.
Yeah, TikTok will give you a chance, but I don't know about Instagram.
Instagram, boy.
Instagram, but Twitter, we know how to make Twitter talk.
That's what I'm saying. Our Instagram was so active. And then lies like, but TikTok's still active, so it's like. And then our face card. I really don't trip on the being active on Instagram because, like, when we go out, the face card crazy. Like, we get seen and more people run up to us more than people that's more
crazy
active
fan,
than us.
Crazy fan moments?
Yeah, for sure.
What's the craziest fan moment?
Go ahead, D-Lo. He wants to talk.
No face, no case. We got to say no names.
One time, I was on stage performing. And she just like grabbed
my. Come on, man.
Like,
now she.
She grabbed
she said,
my.
She
head.
Said, "Welcome to the meat show."
Come on.
I got these good seats for a reason.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, Mel. Crazy fan story.
My back. I'm trying to think. I can't really. I'm not even gonna lie. I can't remember at this moment. But I'm gonna just say,
they had one that grabbed your head one time.
Yeah, I mean they did that, but it was something else. It's crazier, but I forgot. I can't remember.
Hey, man, plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth. I forgot.
Plead the fifth. Okay. Okay. Cool. So, I mean, how many songs y'all got recorded as a duo?
We got like...
Written, recorded. How many got ready to push out? What's next?
Like 15.
15, yeah. But we about to push out this one called 1, 2, 3. We got to push that out.
Throw it up. Swing it to the right. To the left.
Sound like a hit.
Like, you don't care. Let's go. It's a dance song.
Hey, it's ready. It's definitely ready. Yeah. I'm
ready for that shit.
Okay, we ready.
I'm trying to see all the BBL bodies on TikTok go crazy to that joint.
For sure.
It be going crazy.
So for the people that's trying to crack the code to... social media success. What advice? Because really, I feel like this is your second run.
Yeah, right. It's definitely the second run.
And it's hard for a lot of people to have the first one. And I hate that the pandemic happened. As a new artist, that was probably the worst year to be a new artist.
Worse,
right?
I know a lot of people that had just got started like with a label and got their push, and they got their push in like February, and by March. The world shut down.
Right. Oh, boy.
And the crazy thing with us, we had our first record deal before being viral.
Yeah.
Like, before we went viral, I was still in the group. He was still around. Mm-hmm. I was in a group called The Tainers, and we got signed to Roc Nation. But I was young. I was about 17.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went viral. I was 19. Yeah. So it was like, we ain't even have a fan base. But just with that, even with the labels, they don't even, like, really. Some labels really don't help push you, like. Yeah. We had to do stuff on our own.
How big is your team?
1, 2, and 3. We
only got us and my father figure. Kind of like management.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We've been like that, yeah.
That's it. So we just been doing everything
but
on our own.
But the secret to virality.
Yeah, the secret to virality.
Yes.
I mean.
You really have to be unique.
No, you have to come out your shell. And please don't worry about what nobody say. It's for the moment. Even though they probably going to bring it back up. As long as it's not nothing too crazy. Like, you got to come out of that, man, such and such going to talk about me. Man, nobody don't care about all that.
Right.
Is you here to get money or you here to worry about what
like,
somebody else talking about?
Even with posts, you have to make it, like,
certain time posts.
You got to make it get straight to the point. You don't want, like, something that take too much of a build-up.
Yeah,
like,
man,
when you start it, everything got to start right there.
Gotta start right there.
Everything got to start. No build-up, none of that, because people not looking for that. When you drop the music video, that's cool to put all that.
Probably not even post, that, because, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, probably not even that. But when you post something, you got to get straight to the point. Yeah.
At least coloring. 2 seconds, something got to happen, at least. At least.
Yeah. Something got to happen.
Because if there ain't shit happening, scroll.
Yeah, they're going to scroll. Right. You got 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. You got three seconds before they scroll. I watched it. I sit and watch. Yeah. I study it.
Yeah,
I just watch people scroll. Yeah. If it's not nothing, they gone. 3 seconds.
Yeah. I feel like that's why the people that were really successful with Vine were so successful after that shit, because they knew what the formula was.
Yeah, yeah.
Vine need to come back out.
Vine definitely need
to
come back out.
TikTok is better than Vine.
But sometimes people think that they'll take too long for the buildup.
Right.
Vine, you got to get to it.
Oh, straight
away.
You
got 6 seconds before this shit go off.
Yeah. That's it.
This shit about to cut. Your ass take too long. You try to goddamn do all this extra. Hey, man, you got 6 seconds.
That's all you
to
got.
To be funny.
Yeah, for real.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so, and I feel like consistency. Like, a lot of niggas, like, when they it's not working, they're easy to quit. Like, a lot of people have, you know, they don't got that dog in them.
Yeah,
right, but if you think about it, it take less work. To get, I'm gonna just put it in theory. It takes less work to get 100 million than putting out 50 videos and getting like 100,000 like, I mean 100,000 views on each video. Like, if you take your time on one video and it could be so good. You ain't even gotta post consistently or nothing. If it's good content, it's no.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, that's it.
When you could think, you don't even need to think too hard on going viral. You think something smart, but you don't want to think all the way through going viral.
Don't think too,
you just got to think.
You can't plan it.
Yeah, you can't plan it.
You got what's the main part of it. Yeah. And just go with it. Yeah, it's like in reality TV, right?
Yeah.
You're not, it's scripted, but it's not scripted. They give you a topic, and you got to just feed off that topic.
Yeah,
they don't really give you all the words to say.
Improvise.
It's just like you think, but don't think.
Yeah,
that's a good thing with that,
just
though.
Be creative, man. Like, just be creative. Like, don't worry about what nobody say. If you worry about what somebody say, you're not going to be creative and you're not going to be able to come up with that idea.
And a lot of people tend to, like, try to worry about what people going to say about it. It's
please,
like,
don't do that.
We ain't worrying about what nobody say. Let's perform in the street.
Yeah. Let's keep the foolishness to a minimum.
Let's do the poses.
Right.
But that catches, that's what caught people's eye.
Yeah, for sure.
The first time around and this time around. You know, so if you worried about what one or two people going to say, you're going to miss out of the million new fans that you can get.
Right. That's crazy.
And there's a market for everybody.
There's a market for everybody.
So all that, whatever anybody is say. Like, let's say, for instance, the Say Cheese post. They had a couple people. Man, it's trash. Man, look, they got another market that's going to like it. They got a billion people in the world.
I seen in the comments. They had a lot saying, nah, they whatever. And then I'm like, I really thought they was. And then it was like, I love them boys. Like, it's different comments. It's so it's like, it is what it is. Even with the gangsters, when we went viral, they had like a few hood dudes. The first viral video is when we had like turtlenecks on and all that with other pants. They had a lot of hate. But the second when we came back, it was like, man, I love these dudes. I'm starting to like them. Then the third one, they were just all up on it. So it's just like, if they keep seeing you doing being yourself, it's like they can't really say nothing.
Yeah, if you
especially
yourself.
When our music good, it's not like it's trash. Like,
yeah, it's definitely not trash. I mean, they have a lot of trash. I mean, I ain't going to say trash because anything that's, I mean, you know, but I'm not gonna say it's trash. Like, they got trash songs out here that's really like.
If you listen to our stuff, even when we talk about like not even street, but we have a little bit of music with something like that because we from New Orleans, we both from the hood. It's like we just don't represent that. So it's like we got different stuff, and you can hear the different cadences in our music, like from flow, switch, notes, harmony.
Yeah.
You can hear all kind
for
of
sure.
stuff. So we just do what we do. When people ask y'all sing a rap, we really don't know what it is. It's like
we just make music.
Like, I feel like that's the difference between, like, you know, some people are singers, some people are rappers, and some people are artists.
Right.
Like, I feel like Drake's not a rapper, he's an artist.
Right.
Yeah, he's an artist, crazy.
Yeah, like T-Pain, not a rapper, singer, he's an artist.
He's an artist, right.
So, yeah, for sure.
And when people ask y'all singing rap, we just make it do what it do.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
And we dance, so it's like we're giving a full show what it is.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So, what big names reached out like publicly or like behind the scenes that you know that was fucking with y'all movement?
I'm about to pull up the list.
Y'all gotta pull up the list.
I'm
gonna just name a few.
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator.
Oh, that's hard.
Lil Yachty.
Big Sean people. Who else?
Kalani.
Kalani people. Wait, who else?
Fred O'Bain.
Who else? I can't. Trinidad James. Who else?
Buddy, a guy named Buddy.
Man, that's a lot of people. It's
so
a couple
got,
people.
Y'all got some heavy hitters. I think that's
Lil Bibby.
Yeah, that's Oh yeah.
I can't think of all of them. A lot of them, dude.
Yeah, no, that's a solid list. Shit, that's a lot. That's
Chance the Rapper.
Oh, Chance the Rapper made a whole. He was on live. Yeah. They better than the Baby and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I got the video. I got the live.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. Well, congratulations on everything y'all got going, dog. So for the people that's cashing up to you again or cashing up to you for the first time, give me your social medias and how they can follow your movement, where they can download everything.
You hear me? Fresh X Reckless is the group social media handle on everything. Spell it out.
FRESHXRECKLESS. Singly, JVMELJ.
And mine is DeeLoDoItAll. D-Lo, do it all.
We went slow for him. Make sure y'all get that.
One time for the slow minds.
Ooh,
hey,
one,
man.
One, two, three.
Yeah. So, hey, girl, where you going?
Girl, where you going?
What's coming after that?
Man, one, two, three.
One, two,
right
three.
After.
Let's get it, man. One, two, three for the 2-3.
Ooh. You hear me?
Yeah.
One, two.
Hey, man, shout out to the boys from Fresh and Reckless coming and kicking it with y'all. Homie, this is a special bonus edition of the Big Homies House, man. Stay tuned from Fresh and Reckless in 2023.
For real.
Going all the way up. Yes, sir, Ski.